another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
You know when they say that kids' brains aren't fully developed until they're well into their 20s?
And that's if they're female. It's even later if they're a male.
Or if at all, if they're male. Are you kidding me? So my 14-year-old is constantly losing stuff. And like from shoes to her phone. And going, hey, dude, if you just go look under the pile of clean clothes that I've took out of the laundry and in the middle of your room.
Hang on, stop. Do you call your daughter dude?
Yeah, I'll say dude anyway. It's just that California thing I picked up
when
I lived there.
Is that part of the whole gender neutral thing?
I think so. You know, because that's certainly, with all her friends, it's general.
Call her mate and see what she does.
Mate. I don't think I can pull that off. I need to ask Siri, where the heck the shoes are? You know, socks I can understand because I lose socks all the time. Underwear, yeah, whatever. But shoes. Do you take your two shoes off at the door?
Shoes.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Siri, how come my kid keeps losing their shoes?
This is a question that parents have been asking since the beginning of time. Kids have been losing things forever, especially when you are in a hurry to leave to go somewhere. It is magic. The more of a rush you and your family are in, the more difficult it will be for your kids to find all of their stuff. You might as well just take your kids home with missing things and just buy them new stuff because you are never going to find that stuff again. If you are going to look for your kids' shoes, start in the most unlikely place ever, like the freezer. The weirder the place, the better the odds you will find the stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to look in the fridge, actually, next to the carton of milk that's empty that's been put back in the fridge instead of put in recycling.
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.